In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today we're reading from the Pauline one from St. Paul, Epistle to Ephesians, chapter number 6, verse number 1 to 23. I will read it to remind ourselves what is existed here exactly and what we read. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand, therefore having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And today the message from St. Paul in his epistle, when he said exactly, we will go first through the verses to explain what it exists exactly, and then after we will stop on only on one verse. The last one when he said, having girded your waist with truth. First one is be strong in the Lord. And this is very important message to us. Anytime we live in our life, we have to be strong with the Lord. We cannot depend on our hand in anything in our life, because nothing is real. We have to recognize that we are weak, that we said before, and we have to understand also and recognize that only the strength from God, the receiving from God, we can continue our life. Without God, we are nothing. Without God, we can't do anything. That's why the first message in from St. Paul, when he said here exactly, be strong, but in the Lord. I can resist against evil. In the Lord. That's why I have, first of all, I have to pray to God. I ask him the strength from inside. I have to ask to help me every day, every single day. I have to ask God to give me the strength to continue my life. Then he said, put on the whole armor of God. It means that when we have put on the whole armor of God, it means that now I am in a war and I will fight. It's soon and I'm fighting. No, I am fighting all the day. I am fighting in all my life against the evil one. If any soldier, if you remember yesterday when Abuna Michael was there, he explained to us, and he also the story of Gadon, and he said, God asked him to choose from the 10,000 soldiers. How? He went to the river and asked all the 10,000 soldiers to drink the water from the river. And it's only one point to explain what happened. Some of them knees on their knees and take and drink direct from the water by mouth, direct from the water. And the others, no, they take by hands and drink the water. And he chose only 300 soldiers. Why? To explain this exactly, if I need to knees on my knees to drink the water direct from the river, I have to leave all my instruments of the army because it's too heavy on me. That's why I have to leave everything and I have to need inside to drink the water. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ, he didn't want to leave all my instruments or my equipment of army. That's why he said here exactly, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We have to be ready. We have to be ready in the war. I am a soldier, and I know every time when I open my eyes, the devil is stand, the evil one, he stand beside me. Okay, we are ready now. What you need? And first things, maybe he come with some bad thoughts. Then I have to be ready. That's why, for example, the first armor, my cross. Just I open my eyes, I do my cross. Then I begin my day. That's why it's very important, for example, to start my day by a liturgy, which give us the blessings and the grace to all my day. Then I have to be ready. I have to be ready because I know very well the evil, he's ready also to fight me. And after this he said, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, and against the ruler of the darkness of this age, against spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places." What the meaning of this one? St. Paul tried to explain to us that our fight, it's not only with someone who is like a physical one. No, he's different. It's not against the blood and against, no, it's against principalities. You can imagine that we fight against against some kings, for example. The devil tried to put me inside troubles. He tried to push me to do the sin. That's why I have to be ready with my army. And also he said here, against the rulers of the darkness. Who are the rulers? The rulers here, for example, is simply the kings of the countries. If we go back only a month ago, when in the state they accept, for example, the homosexuality, what happened? It's easy. Now it's easy for all the people. And all the people follow this also. And this is also another war against all the rulers. It's easy that he can twist the ruler and the kings to the evil, to the dark, and all the people follow them. That's why we have to take care. That's why we have to be ready anytime. That's why he said here, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God." And again, I have to be ready and I have to take the armor of God. And the armor of God, it is not I'm going now to the war and I have to take my gun. No, my spiritual armor should be ready. That's why by the end of this paragraph he said we have to gird my waist with truth. To explain more about the gird my waist is like at a belt, and I have to tighten my belt very good. If I'm going to Luke 12 said like this. St. Paul didn't take this verse by himself. He took this verse also from Jesus Christ, from Luke 12. When Jesus Christ said, "Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning." And why especially my waist here? It's symbol to my stomach. It's symbol to the first sin in the world is the food, to eat. The first sin, if I tight my belt very good on my stomach here, sometimes I'm controlling to eat. I control myself to eat. That's why the first sin in the world was eating from the fruit of the tree. And also, remember Exodus 12. Then Luke 12 and Exodus 12. The Israelites have to eat the lamb exactly with this, with a belt on your waist and your sandal on your feet. What's the meaning of this one? They have to eat the lamb, and the belt should be on the waist, and their waist, and also their sandals on their feet. It means that I have to go to the church, and I have to take the communion, and I have to flee. I have to be ready that after take my communion here, his body and his blood, there is another fight. There is another fight, and he will fight me. That's why if we live with the monks in the monasteries, after they finish the liturgy, they said like a small word, flee. After we finish our liturgy, for example, after I need to talk, for example, to a monk or to talk to someone, and the monk told me, flee. What the meaning flee? Something will happen or something will fight me? Yes. And I ask him after, a monk, I ask him why I have to flee. Because there is someone need to fight you and need to take the blessings and the grace that you receive from the communion. Then I have to remind myself after I finish my liturgy, there is no one take from me the blessing and the grace. It's very important. That's why it's very important to flee. That's why it's exactly what happened with Israel. And it's really, we have to understand that the Old Testament, it's not a different one. No, I have to practice that Old Testament in my life. And exactly what happened with the Israel people, God said to them, take the lamp, but you have the belt on your waist and your sandal in your feet. Why? You have to flee direct. You take the communion and take outside. Go outside. No one can take from you the blessing and the grace. And also in the Revelation book, in the chapter number 1, when St. John saw Jesus Christ, he saw like this. He girded about the chest with a golden band. It means that also God, Jesus Christ, tried to help me, to tell me I am an example. I girded about the chest a golden band. Then I have also to remind myself that I compete in my life. If I'm going out to anyone who playing, for example, football, soccer, or anyone play any sport, they have to go to the training and make practice. And he have to control himself very well about eating, about playing, about sleeping, about everything. Or if I'm going to anyone, do regime, then they have to take care of, control himself in the eating and walking and running. And after, by the end of the day, he will receive a crown, really. And we clamp our hands. Bravo. You receive a crown. But unfortunately, it's a physical crown. It's an earthly crown. Rather than we have to compete in our spiritual life to receive another crown, an heavenly crown. Why we like to compete in our life, in earthly life, and we forget to compete in our life, spiritual life, to receive another crown in the heaven? That's why it's different. Then exactly this is what we have to do. We have to remember that our life is short. 100 years? 200 years if I can? And after a while, I will go to the heaven, I will receive another crown. And Jesus Christ, like, he will look to me, okay, what you did in your life? You compete for me? You have a struggling, for example, in your life. Good, but what you have to do? I have to find myself. I have to control myself. And this is if I need to conclude, for example, or I need to resume that all the paragraph or this epistle, for example, or this part from this epistle, St. Paul, it equal exactly the meaning of this, all these words equal self-control. On my life, in my life, I have to self-control. That's why we have four self-control in my life. If I can self-control the four things, I can continue my life with Jesus Christ. First one, self-control of thoughts. The second one, self-control of my body, self-control of my feelings, and self-control of my tongue. Again, four self-controls. Self-control of my thoughts, self-control of my body, self-control of my feelings, and self-control of my tongue. And we can guarantee that we can continue our life with Jesus Christ if we can self-control the four. And when St. Paul first said that we have to grade in my waist, it's mean here in my stomach, but St. Peter, in his epistle, first epistle, chapter number 1, verse number 13, he said, gird up the waist of your mind. Get your waist in your mind. It's mean that I have also self-control my mind. Then exactly, St. Paul and St. Peter, Jesus Christ in first, and all the apostles and all the saints try to self-control four things. Again, thoughts, my body, my feelings, and the last one, my tongue. Exactly. I forget. Then first of all, I have to control my thoughts. That's why I said before, when you open your eyes, first things coming to your mind, something, for example, something bad, and you can't imagine why. And someone come to me, for example, for confession and tell me, like, I don't know, I just opened my eyes and some bad thoughts come to me. Which is normal. It's very normal. Because the evil one is standing beside me and he was waiting. Okay, just I opened my eyes. Good morning, and come with bad thoughts. That's why I have to find my armor. My armor is my cross. First things I do it, I do my cross. Then he have no spot. He have no time to do anything with me. I'm ready. He is ready, and I'm ready also too. He's a soldier? No, I'm a soldier. He's strong? I have strength more with Jesus Christ. Then, the first self-control is self-control my thoughts. If I have a bad thought, I have two things to do it. I have in first to replace thoughts by good things. For example, if someone have a bad thought in his mind, he have to replace it by another thing. For example, I like to cook. Then I have to go to cook. Never leave the thoughts go inside you. Or take, for example, a discussion with the thoughts. Or because it's a lust. Sometimes it's coming as a lust. Then I have to stop it. And stop it, I can't stop it by myself because it's only my mind and my brain is working. Then I have to replace the thoughts by another things. Then if any thoughts, bad thoughts coming to me, I have to replace it by another thought or go to do anything you like it. And the second one is I have to pray. Again, if I contemplate and meditate in Jesus Christ, that's why I'm talking with a lot of, especially for high school and youth, we agree about something. If I need to pray, I have to divide my prayer, for example, like in the morning, and for example, at noon, and afternoon, and in the evening, and at night. Even if it's 5-10 minutes, 5-7 minutes, 5 minutes, and 5 minutes. Then I divide my prayers during the day. Then I meditate in Jesus with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Then I'm praying to Him. Then I remind myself, this is Jesus Christ. I need to live with him. Then after 4 hours, I open, for example, a small part from, for example, for a psalm, and I read it. Then I make like a pulse, another, I give myself a pulse to remember again Jesus Christ. Then there is no way that the evil one with the bad thoughts coming to me. Now I do like an obstacle between me and between the evil by prayer, by reading the Bible, by prayer many times, by open, for example, a psalm and reading psalm. There is no way that evil come into me. Then there is no bad thoughts. Then two things that in bad thought, I have to replace it by another thought or another thing I like it. And also a prayer, my relationship with God. The second one is self-control on my body. And which is normal. If I open myself and I do what I need and I give my body to do what he needs, sorry to say, I will be an animal. There is no control. That's why our church put the fasting, and maybe some people are struggling with the fast. It's a lot of fast, yes, because we know very well that our body is like an animal. I have to control my body. And I have to train my body. Go eat very well. And I will tell you, if you can't go to pray, tell me, never. Never. If you eat in first and after eating go to pray, you can't never pray. Stand to pray. Why? Khalas. My body take everything. Take his lusts. Take what he needs. And there is no space now for a spirit, my spirit, to do what I need. For example, to pray, to talk to God. That's why it's opposite between the spirit, my spirit, and also my body. Then also I have to control myself, my body, to define a time, for example, to talk to God and to stand to talk to God. It's also another train to control my body. The third one is self-control on my feelings. And the feelings, it's related to the thoughts. The first come the thought, if I hate somebody and I don't like it, and I don't like this person, for example, then this is first my thoughts. I will never talk to him. I hate this person. Then the feelings, I need to do something bad to him, or I have no love in my heart, feelings, and after the actions. Then there is relation between thoughts and feelings and action. That's why first I have to control my thoughts, and going to my feelings, I have to control it also too. That's why it's very important to understand my feelings. For example, if I hate somebody, and the problem this is for Yani, I have to understand that exactly what St. Paul said. Our fighting on our fight and our war, it's not with a physical one. That's why, for example, if you don't love or don't like or hate somebody, be sure that it's not the person that you are fighting with him. It's not this person that you are hit him. No, there is evil one. He came to break this relationship with you. He came to you because he knows very well that he need to put trouble in your life, to lose your life. Then my fighting is not with this person. The fighting is with the evil one who try to give me or to do any bad things, for example, and annoy me. Then the first things to understand that if I have bad also feelings, understand, for example, against someone or against somebody or whatever, I have to understand that this is another war from evil, and I have to understand to stop it. If I have no love in my heart, I have to understand this is another war from evil. Or I hate somebody, I have no love, another war from the evil one, and I have to stop it. The feelings kill myself. The feelings kill myself. And because we are a human, for example, it's natural if you go to somebody and you tell him something bad in your life, why? It's appear on your face, something happened. Yes, something happened. But why it appear on my face? Because I have bad feelings and bad thoughts, and it's appear on my face. That's why I have also to stop it, to self-control my feelings, especially if I don't like or I don't love or I hate somebody, which is will kill me. And exactly what happened with St. Paul. St. Paul, he had a problem with the Corinthians people. He gave love to the people, and they answered this love by loveless. They did a lot of bad things to him. And finally, St. Paul said, I accept the deal. I will continue, I will follow the steps of my Jesus Christ, and I will give more love to you, even you will never give me another love. That's why it's very important. This is, I'm following the steps of Jesus Christ by give more love and more love, and the love, be sure, I'm guarantee that the love can broke everything. The love can do anything. The last thing is the self-control of tongue. When Saint Jacob the Apostle said that the tongue is a fire, then a self-control of thoughts, self-control of my body, self-control of my feelings, and self-control of my tongue. And this small part in my body is a fire. By small word, I can do a war. Or my small word, I can do a peace. Then I have to control also my tongue. And the tongue, that's why we started first by thoughts. Thoughts and my body, then and my feelings, and the last thing, the tongue. Because the tongue is, if the reaction or the action or the last things do it by my tongue, after I think and I have the feelings and my body maybe do something, and the last things in the tongue, and I open my mouth and I say some words like a swear, maybe a fire, maybe burn a country. That's why I have also to control my tongue. I have to control it very well. I have to think before say any words. There is no regret after saying a word. There is no. That's why I have to think about it. If I open my mouth and I have to say something, I have to control it very well. That's why it's very easy to control myself and my tongue by do some quiet time. I have to stay by myself, and I have to do a quiet time to come more calm. If I'm come more calm, then I have to control my thoughts and my body, my feelings, and also my tongue. Before saying anything, I control my tongue. That's why St. Paul, and before St. Paul, Jesus Christ said, we have to gird my waist by the truth and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Ten chois en neftirenti theotokos mareath mavem pensotiren tefkanen nane voltobe me chois ereegon openioteth oeben dikeos avapiechem spi martiros en tefkanen Novin anevot tobe me psois eriegon openioteth oeben dikeos ava matrapi martiros entefkaren novin anevot jefes maroten jefion Tietereia se gike volten oste mosten tiones.
En Sophia se obroskomen, kirieleison knumet mi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds in the Father, with the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize for remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age.